Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Today's Power Lunch is brought to you by The Palm at Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Sure, The Palm is great for a fancy night out, but it's also the perfect midweek spot for a lunch with a client, or lunch to catch up with a friend, or maybe even to do an interesting podcast like this. Power Lunch menu selections at The Palm start at $26 for an appetizer, meal, and dessert. Book your reservation today directly at thepalm.com, open table, or by calling them at 703-917-0200.
I can make most anything on the menu except
whatever you got is fine.
I'm going to say some bad words. You're just going to have to deal with it.
PB&J with the crusts cut off. Well, Brian, this is a very nutritious lunch.
Hey, you got enough money to pay for all this? You know, money, cash, dollars, dinero.
So what I believe you were trying to say is thank you.
Thank you?
You're welcome.
What can I say except...
All right, good to see you, boys. Mr. Hatcher, how are you? Your Cowboys are 4-1 with Cooper Rush, quarterback controversy. Johnny won a count, Rhodes. How we doing, brother? Your Commanders are 1-4. The Commies.
The XFL started already?
Can I start on something positive with you, Rhodesy?
Good luck.
Good luck on that. So I think those red helmets with the satin finish and the yellow taco holder, W, are pretty nice.
They are.
Hatch, what do you think about that?
I think the uniforms look real good.
Yeah, overall.
I like the black. When they came out in the black.
For an expansion team, I think they're all right.
Yeah. It's
okay, that's the best I could do, by the way, because I am going to crush Ron Rivera today.
So can I just ask you a question?
Destroy him. Yeah, go ahead.
If it took you 2 years to design a uniform, would you say, hey, what about some plain white pants? Is that what you would come up with?
No, I would not do the plain whites. I would do the gold pants. I'd do gold that matches the gold tacos.
Yes, or even a gold pinstripe or something, for God's sakes.
I know. It's a tragedy. You have for years been mocking up possible future, like alternate designs.
The sun hitting those helmets does look solid. I mean, that looks good.
Yeah. How much gear do you have, by the way?
My kids Commander's bought me gear. A t-shirt.
And?
I'm 0 for 5 in it. 0 for 4 in it.
You're 0 for 4. They won the opener without gear.
Right.
I had none then.
Okay, let's get this show on the road, shall we? Oh, hold on a second. Sorry about that. Here we go. Got to get your open. I put this together. Love it.
What is a white former Frederick Community College golfer turned down on his luck PGA pro? The other, a black undersized wideout who had a cup of coffee with the Calgary Stampeders. Now with their athletic careers long since dead, they live their lives as Beltway Bandits in the DMV, selling software and services to Uncle Sam and his cronies. Starsky and Hutch, you ask? No, it's Rhodesie and Hatch.
There we go. I love it. It's like a buddy cop movie. I love buddy cop movies, especially, you know, white guy, black guy. There was a picture.
Bill Cosby and what was the one way back in the day? Bill Cosby and what was the guy? Back in like the 60s.
As a buddy cop?
Yeah, they were two cop duo. It was like early years of Bill Cosby.
Black and white?
Yep. Look it up.
Were there little kids in it?
60s. No, they were both cops.
By the way, in London, somebody had this picture. Jameis Winston and Andy Dalton for the Saints were on the sidelines together, and somebody tweeted, wouldn't it be great if they made like a buddy cop movie with those two guys in London, and they knew none of the British laws, so they were always fucking up when it came time to arrest
just like on the field.
Just like on the field. By the way, the Taysom Hill show was off the hook on Sunday. Crazy.
So what is he?
Nobody knows.
He's annoying.
He is a multi-talented, you move him around in different positions and put him in places where he can get the ball and do things for you. That's what he is. He's called a Swiss Army knife.
He's annoying from a fantasy perspective, but I know one thing. I wouldn't put my fat ass in front of him to take him down.
He's 230 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's built great. He's built really good.
You just got to be able to – you need a good coach to utilize him correctly.
All right, I agree.
All right, let's start by making the rubble jump, as I say, when guys need to be destroyed, with one Ron Rivera, head coach of the Commanders. He was asked on Monday, which is even worse, Johnny, that he had all of Sunday to absorb their crushing loss at the goal line against the Titans, to absorb it and to figure out, okay, how am I going to present a positive face on a 1-4 season on Monday? This is a coach's job.
That's
right?
What he's here for, isn't it?
That's what every coach in the NFL, Hatch, has to do.
Yes.
Even more so here, though.
Even more so here. Right. That's exactly why he's here. So when asked Monday, well, how come the Giants are 4-1? They just beat the Packers in London with no wide receivers. How come the Cowboys are 4-1 with Cooper Rush throwing what, Hatch? 15 passes a game?
Exactly. Averaging probably 175 yards a game passing.
Right, exactly. How come the Eagles got out of the Carson Wentz business two cycles ago? They have a guy they've been quietly and slowly nurturing who looks badass now. How come? What's the difference? Why are you lagging behind? Nick Sirianni, who's been here for 1 year. This is year two?
Three.
Or three for
three.
Sirianni.
Three.
Okay, it's three for him. He was asked, what's taking so long? And Rivera, without flinching, says the following. Ready? Here we go. And
had, at this point,
quarterback. The truth is that this is a quarterback-driven league. And if you look at the teams that have been able to sustain success, they've been able to build it around a specific quarterback.
Why do you think
there it is.
The teams in the division are farther ahead at this point?
Quarterback. The truth is that this is a quarterback-driven league. And if you look at the teams that have been able to sustain success, they've been able to build it around a specific quarterback.
Why do you think...
That is bad. The body language is bad as well. He tried to walk it back on Tuesday morning on the Don Geronimo show. Johnny, you and I grew up listening.
Yeah, I didn't know he was still out there. What's up, Don? How's it going, man?
Donnie, boy. He's got a show on the flagship station, Big FM, I believe, for the Commanders. And I don't think he made it any better.
No.
Okay, you would agree with me on this.
Yes.
Hatch, have you heard his attempted mop-up?
No, I have not.
Okay, here we go. This is what he said. He said he apologized for creating a stir. Said he had a mea culpa moment, so said he spoke to the team. But he said, again, it's one of those things that when you misstep, people can't wait to dive onto it and jump onto it and hold onto it without an opportunity to explain yourself. So, hey, that's on me. I should know better. What's wrong with that statement, Johnny?
Well, okay, fair enough. People make mistakes, but...
still no accountability.
That was... I haven't heard him say anything about himself.
It's all about, oh, people are jumping on me. Like, oh, woe is me. You guys jump on this.
Yeah.
So you fucked up.
So you say, I fucked up. I run this team, and we are failing, and it's my job to fix it.
Right. A good coach says...
as the CEO of the team...
Thank you.
A good coach, just like Johnny said, a good coach says, hey, this is on me. We've had... and if he wants to get into, like, schematics, you leave it general. Hey, our offense, we haven't been... we haven't done some things correctly that we need to fix as an offense.
Right.
And we need to work with our coaches to get that fixed.
Coach says, I failed Carson because our staff didn't have a play good enough to get it done on first and goal with 19 seconds. I failed Carson because I wasted a fucking timeout.
Again.
Right.
Begging for a call that was never going to come, right?
And I'm going to tell you what's wrong with Carson Wentz, and this goes to coaching, is every time he throws an errant pass, it's his footwork. And I've watched him. His footwork is horrendous. And his footwork gets worse as he gets hit more during the game. And that's how that pass got intercepted on the goal line. He was fading back and tried to sling it sidearm.
Sidearm, yeah.
And it gave the defensive back a chance to jump on it and get the interception. You have to set your feet and fire the ball in there.
See the play right before it?
In that short window, you have a shorter window because there's only 10 yards behind you. Defensive backs only have to back up 10 yards.
Yeah,
so that's it.
Compressed air.
Right. You have to set your feet and throw the ball.
I think that his criticism has always been he gets panicked and holds onto the ball too long sometimes. That doesn't go well with this Swiss cheese offensive line that they have right now.
Oh, my God.
But I will tell you, that interception, he has a wide open guy in the flat over by the right pylon. Just in one-on-one single coverage, and he just panicked.
How about this guy I found who's, I guess, a coach on Last Chance U? And I guess he does film breakdowns. He went to town on this particular play. I'll let you guys take a look at it.
Carson Wentz, here we go. Look, he's trying to get to a little spot route, all right? Let's count bodies. Linebacker has the back. We have a corner safety. 3-on-2, all right?
Zone.
And if we want to really count 4-on-2, he probably has the back either way in this man coverage right now in the goal line, since it's goal line. Over here, we got 3-on-3, all right? I'm going to take the 3-on-3 over the 4-on-2.
Does that make sense?
This makes
plenty sense.
Yeah.
That's why I said they zone this side over here to the left. The side he's talking about is being zoned.
Right.
And the other side's playing man. So he's exactly right. You have 4-on-2, and
it gets worse.
Matchup. He's going to run a spot route. He gets rerouted and bumped off. He don't even get to the end zone.
That's
bad fucking football by him and the coaching and the scheme. He's got to drive into the end zone somewhere, push these guys back so he can run his angle route. Horrible fucking scheme. I'm not going to run this to the two-man side of the short side and the goal line. I'm going to go to the three-man contact. Watch this man right here, and they get lost in man. This is what we want. A bunch set versus man in the goal line. That's why we invented it.
Right. So,
that's why we invented it. Bunch set against man.
But that's something the quarterback needs to recognize.
He does.
The quarterback sees that, is supposed to see that and say, okay,
we're going to the right side.
We're going to the right side.
Right, okay, but it gets worse.
Let's run the bunch set up top. But let's watch the bottom first. Spot route's horrible. Gets rerouted.
Yep.
And
touchdown.
Then we're going to force an angle route. By the way, the angle route wasn't even in the fucking end zone. He didn't even get in the end zone. He's better off running the flat route and then going here.
Well,
man, it's bad. Okay.
If you look at the receiver, one number 17, whoever that
McLaurin.
Is. McLaurin. He's a great receiver. That was a piss-poor attempt of a route.
Yeah,
and I think what he was supposed to do.
Up.
Yeah, he got shoved inside. He wasn't forceful at all to get himself. He knew he wasn't getting the ball. Is the way he ran the route.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You can tell how receivers run routes, whether they know they're going to get the ball or not.
Okay.
And that was, I mean, they're supposed to run a pick.
So he didn't sell it.
No.
Okay.
I mean, picking the guy so the angle route could be done.
Wentz pick like normal, but everyone thinks Wentz
pick
is
like
good.
Normal.
He's shitty. The NFL quarterback play is the worst I've ever seen it. Start fucking arguing with me. I'm ready to take it on. Coach JB Show, 6 a.m. tomorrow with Matt McChesney on YouTube. Don't miss it. We're going to break down every quarterback in the NFL and how shitty they are.
By the way, I got to believe, Rhodes, these NFL coaches love the fact that nobody coaches on internet and social media
to
pick them apart and call them idiots and shit.
Any chance that guy's ever had a crack pipe in his mouth?
Yes, as of 8 a.m. yesterday morning.
But he made some good points.
But was he wrong?
No, he was not.
See, and now for me, Hatch, the average guy on the couch, I learned something there. He explained it in a sensible way. I was like, oh, okay.
So I'll tell you, I'll admit. So I read that spy, the linebacker spy in the back, but I never knew that you would have a half zone defense and a half man defense.
Mm-hmm. They do it all the time.
Never knew that was the case. So.
Yep, yeah. They do it all the time.
So you read that in real time when you're sitting on the edge of the couch with your one Commander's T-shirt?
Yeah. Watch, Carson.
Yourself.
Watch this. There's the spy. Watch the spy.
And then the other thing that he failed to – Carson still could have got that ball in there. He was open for a slight second.
Yeah.
And that's where it comes into his footwork.
Yeah,
Carson Wentz threw it off his back foot and kind of slinged it sidearm.
It was kind of a miracle they were in the game. They're just not very good. They're going nowhere, but that's half the league going nowhere.
Dude, we're lucky we played Jacksonville week one.
Before they kind of got their shit together.
Yeah.
But they only scored 6 against the Texans, so that's kind of embarrassing.
True.
So there's that. All right, let's turn to – by the way, when are they going to fire Rivera?
They won't do it midseason, unlike the
– Panthers.
Little children I heard on the – fantasy radio on the way here, but I think his seat is warming up quickly.
Gotta be.
Yeah. Look,
if Snyder wasn't running for his life,
yes,
he'd be
and
gone
I think
already.
That's the problem right now. There's other things that he's trying to run from. And I read an article about, did you see the picture with him on the field with Jerry Jones?
Oh my God.
Well,
oh, yeah.
some of the owners are now saying, hey man, we might need to get this guy out of here.
Stop and taking photos with him.
And, yep, he went down there to talk to Jerry Jones because Jerry Jones, one of the big power brokers of the owners.
Jerry's got his cloak.
So he went down there to specifically talk to Jerry Jones to kind of get him on his side so he could keep the team.
Yeah.
And not have all these owners starting to get together and say, get this guy out of here.
Problem is, Jerry's not as powerful as he thinks.
Mm-mm, he's not.
He took a run at Goodell and got whacked for it, $10 million.
Here's my quick two cents on Rivera. They actually identified a really good guy to – calm the waters when they brought him in. He's done a really good job at that. But he really reminds me of Gibbs 2.0 in that I think the league has passed him by. I think that there's zero innovation coming out of this team. I pointed at Scott Turner, who chestily said to me at the crab deck that I'm going to have a top 5 offense and laughed at me and asked me if I ever watched football.
You just said I'm going to watch you get fired.
Yeah, bye.
I watched your dad fuck it up here in town, Morv.
Have another scotch.
This is why Rhodesy at charity golf tournaments with coaches is always a dangerous proposition.
Right. Yeah, I was. Everybody was loving
me
going up there.
And the thing about it is he should be right because they have talent on offense.
They do.
They have plenty of talent. They have some good receivers. That Kissick guy.
McKissick.
McKissick. I like him. I like him.
He caught a million. Caught a million flare passes last year for a ton of yards.
I like him. He gave Dallas.
Can you imagine if the Bills were able to retain him when they grabbed him?
Yeah, they wanted him. And then he turncoated him. He's like, never mind.
That would have made that offense even more crazy.
Yeah, well, wait till they get McCaffrey.
I know.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Bills talking trade for Christian McCaffrey. How unfair would that fucking be?
Oh, yeah.
You think they would want Heinicke? Maybe Heinicke
for McCaffrey? No. I don't know. What would the Bills have? What would the Bills have to give up for Christian McCaffrey? Do they have some the cap space for him?
Defense?
Defense, draft picks,
defensive line, and draft picks. They got a deep defensive line.
That'd be crazy. All right, let's turn to Hatch's Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah, that's right.
Even you have to be a little bit stunned.
I am totally stunned because I thought they were going to lose to the Rams, and I specifically said, this is why you're going to see why Cooper Rush is a second-string quarterback against the Rams.
And it didn't happen.
And it didn't happen.
They didn't make him. They didn't make him pass much. They ran the shit out of the ball. Defensively, they got after Stafford, which every team is doing.
Yep. And that's been the key, is Dallas's running game has been good this year, better than the last 3 years.
Right. Well, they've gotten away from feeding Zeke. They're spreading it around.
Pollard comes in. He's a great change of pace.
Mm-hmm.
They are running passes that include all the receivers.
Right.
And
not just Amari Cooper. Right.
And they're very balanced as an offense. And if you have a good balanced offense, they're hard to stop.
So
their white pants are disgusting. But anyway.
Do you have a quarterback controversy?
No, you don't.
Hell no.
No.
You know, some people want to whip that up.
Dak's going to be available quarterback.
Some people want to ride Cooper. Some people want to ride Cooper Rush until he's out of magic. That, in other words, don't bench him till he loses.
This is the thing. And the bar has been set so low for second-string quarterbacks. That is his job. I mean, if you think about back in the day, second-string quarterbacks were pretty good. Don Strock.
Yes.
I mean, and there was Craig Morton was a backup for a little while.
Frank Reich. Yeah.
The bar is so low now for second-string quarterbacks, but one comes in and does
and wins a
few
games.
Everyone's like, "Oh my God, he should be let's sign him to be a starting quarterback." And you've seen the mistakes teams have made by signing these second-string quarterbacks for having a couple of good games.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he's doing his job.
Okay.
It's Dak's job. He's done his job. When Dak's ready to come back fully healthy.
Is that this week?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One more week. So maybe they're going to slow walk it until he does lose.
But see, I think we're focused on the wrong side of the ball with Dallas and why they're 4-1.
Well, the defense is nasty. Micah Parsons, holy shit.
Well, I'm so envious.
Who knew he was going to be that good?
I was glad they drafted him. I was like, please get him. Please get him.
Yeah, people.
But then his speed, he runs a 4.43, and he's 6'3", 250.
Oh, yeah.
So
complete monster.
He is. And I didn't think he'd be that good. But, I mean, his pass rushing skills are off the chain.
Yeah.
I'm so envious of teams that play defense downhill. You know, I'm sick of seeing linebackers drop back in coverage on tight ends. And I know you have to sometimes, but you have a guy, I would call him a hybrid. I would say that if Sean Taylor would have lived, that would have been the same type of player that – he's almost more of a linebacker like your guy. But your defense is going to keep you in games every week, I think.
Especially if you can get to the quarterback. The name of the game now is get to the quarterback.
Yeah.
Because there's so many rules in place for pass interference.
Oh, and we're going to get to the roughing call.
Great segue, bro.
That's right. You can't touch the receiver. You can't do this. So how do you stop that? Get to the quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah. The call on Monday night with Derek Carr and Chris Jones supplanted what had been the worst call in football history
24 hours.
For 24 hours.
Yeah, I agree. And I do think it was way worse. I do.
But you know what the funny thing is? That ref, Booger, has done it before. That's not his first time.
Jerome Boger
has done it before.
Yeah,
That's not the first horrible call he's made.
I like to protect the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I make sure they don't get hurt in the game.
I saw somebody on Twitter say, you know, Jerome, quote-unquote, roughing the passer Boger.
Right.
You know, that's his shtick, I guess.
That's his shtick. Well,
and no one – what about the flag for Tom Brady? Tried to kick him.
Yes.
When he rolled over top of him.
Yeah.
Brady is the worst. Do you know that
that messed his hair up?
By the way, did you see the Antonio Brown Photoshop book, Daddy Doesn't Live Here Anymore?
Mm. Yes. You know how I saw it?
I just saw AB put a picture of him hugging Giselle like a couple days after they announced they both had attorneys. I'm like, that dude's got some issues.
It's unbelievable.
It would be beautiful, though, if we found out AB was tapping that.
Well, my
wouldn't that be hilarious?
My thing about that is, look who she's been with. She's been with DiCaprio, and now she's been with Brady.
How do you know DiCaprio's little? Now, this has gone in the gutter. This whole show is going in the gutter.
So here, first of all,
Rhodes.
I have no idea why Antonio Brown would have a beef with Brady. Brady, all he did was lobby to get him on the Patriots and succeeded for one game, and then he got suspended again.
Yeah, he went
lobbied, went to the edge of the earth to get him to Tampa.
Right.
Let him live in his fucking mansion.
Exactly.
And now, what's the beef?
The dude's got issues.
Okay. Daddy doesn't live here anymore.
Oh, I did see that.
It's a real book about, you know, divorced parents, and somebody took the time to do like a really accurate illustration of Brady. And there's Antonio Brown inside the house.
I did see that.
What a fucking lunatic this guy is.
So get this for breakfast the other morning. One of my 12-year-olds, Grant. Dad, I heard that Tom Brady's getting divorced.
No.
I said, well, we don't really know. He goes, well, there's a book out.
So he showed you the book.
My 12-year-old.
Showed you.
He showed me that exact picture right there.
There's a book already with Brady on the cover. Wow. You must have some interesting conversations with your boys.
Well, I don't think AB was in the background when he took that. So
Did you guys see the Vita Vea roughing the passer call in the same game that Tom Brady got his from Jerome Boger? Mm-hmm. Vita Vea for the Buccaneers bumped into Marcus Mariota, and they called that. It was like a total floppo, by the way.
I didn't see that.
Okay. And apparently, your boy Wilbon is on this whole black quarterbacks don't get the same protection as white quarterbacks kick. Because last night when Mahomes got slung down, he's like, that was the same as the Brady one. What's the difference? And I'm like, Wilbon, I can't believe you, of all people, would be mounting this. Because it's not a black-white thing. It's a shitty officiating thing. All right, hold the phone, Max. We're going to order lunch right now at the Palm.
We are?
Yes, we are. Rhodesy, you're going to have to make a real snap decision. Okay. I know that you're a man of
chicken
eating.
Chicken Parmesan.
Good choice. All right. I'd like to start with lobster bisque, and then I will have the I like a little salmon with a splash of fries. That's all I want.
Uh-oh.
That's perfect.
He's gone healthy on us.
Not healthy.
He's gone healthy on us.
That's not healthy.
Healthy for you.
I can't even see the damn menu. I do love the sound of that bisque.
They got steak. They got fish. They've got crab cakes. They've got all kinds of stuff.
No need for that. Let's do the steak.
It's an a la stone sandwich.
Yes.
The steak sandwich is really good.
Yep.
It's New York strip. There's grilled onions.
Perfect. Medium rare.
Medium rare.
Thanks very much.
Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, so we're back.
Yes,
bisque all around. Thank you very much, Max. So here is the Vita Vea penalty. Take a look at this. I mean, are you kidding me? That's 15 yards and automatic first down.
The guy
right there
is 350 pounds. What is he supposed to do? A kung fu spin move to avoid him?
Yeah.
He got pushed into him, too, as well.
Okay.
So you're saying that was a flag or was not?
No, it was.
Okay.
It was, because that's what Booker does. So my question to Wilbon would be, so let's see. I looked it up. Mariota is half Samoan, half German, and Vita Vea is Polynesian. He's from Tonga.
Mm-hmm.
So if a black referee, Hatch, calls a penalty on a Tongan knocking into a Samoan who's half German, is that racism? I'll hang up and listen your answer off the air.
That's a diverse penalty call right there.
That sure is.
Well, I think kind of Wilbon kind of said it wrong. I think it should be stated as athletic quarterbacks that move around a lot and run
don't get as much protection as a quarterback
that stands still in the pocket and gets hit.
And that makes sense, doesn't it?
I remember this.
You need to be treated the same. The whole way it's done is just terrible to me. They're football players. Don't treat them like kickers.
Well, then you got to get rid of all these special rules because every referee is going to be a little different in how they apply it.
Exactly. So we need more concrete rule. If you run, good luck. If you get out of the pocket, you get hit, you get hit. And I think they used to do that,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the pocket, I get some of the rules. Don't hit low. Don't hit at the head. I get that.
But don't whip him down too fast.
You can't do that.
Strip a guy and then fall on him.
How are you going to get Josh?
While you're in midair, you better redirect yourself.
Josh Allen is 6'5", 240 pounds. If you don't sling him hard, he's going to spin around and keep running as you let him go and gain another 25 yards.
It happened in the Commanders game. He had it. Look, what would have been like the old school in the grasp?
Yeah.
30-yard pass completion.
To who? Tannehill?
Tannehill threw it. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you get a chance, you have to
be able to tackle the quarterback and get him to the ground.
Well,
they're 300-pound guys that are strong as I don't know what, and they grab a guy that's 230 pounds. They're going to sling him.
Well, and I felt bad for Tua. Look. But two is small.
Little guy.
And he
got thrown.
Yeah. All right,
so
I felt bad for him.
So here was the play last night.
Let's watch. Yeah, he said 97. Obviously, he meant 95.
He stripped the ball.
That ball's out clearly.
And he's trying to get the ball. He stripped the ball, and he's trying to get the ball.
And he got the ball.
Right.
And then you don't hear this.
95, but that ball's out clearly.
I mean, the crowd is just
Well, I loved kudos to Kansas. I mean, to the crowd for constantly booing the rest of the night. It was.
Is it me or does that crowd sound live?
Dude, that's one of the
Kansas City.
Give me that stadium. I'll take. And how old is that? 50 years? I'll take that stadium.
Totally 80,000. Open.
Yeah,
they've got a shitty little circular jumbotron.
Yeah.
In the end zone, which makes no sense. Are jumbotrons an oval?
I got to do a tour of that stadium when it was empty, way back with our baseball stadium tour. The place was so cool looking.
Really? I mean, it's loud as shit. Those are great fans right there, obviously. Yeah. And of course, they got a great team. But I'm watching the game, and I'm hearing the... And I'm looking at the spear on the helmet, and I said to myself, Rhodes, what if Snyder had just said, once the Redskin name became untenable, we're going to be the Chiefs as well. And we're just going to have a different color and a different little stone spear logo. And what are you going to do to stop it? There was two Canadian teams that were the Rough Riders,
that's
right?
Correct. Ottawa and Saskatchewan.
But I don't think the NFL would let that happen.
Let them. How can they stop him? Because he owns the team individually. Fuck you. But we're the Chiefs as well.
The Washington Chiefs. The rights.
Licensing rights. But your point is extremely well taken. And now we're stuck with the Commanders. Most generic.
Look. Right. I don't
suck
have
a ass name.
Look, we could have had the chant. We could have had the Native American imagery on the helmet. And we could have had the name Chiefs.
Hey, look, Jason Wright, if you're listening, I'll take half your salary and let me start from scratch.
You're right. So, they would have not let him do that. But I wish he would have said, fuck it, we'll be the Chiefs too.
Yeah.
Because look at them. They got all that shit. But they have a good team. That's the thing.
If you had a nice owner. And if you guys had a good team, the Commanders and all the complaining about it wouldn't even be thought about.
It'd be small.
You guys were 5-1 right now. Nobody'd be talking about the name or the uniform or anything.
So here's my question.
Tamper things, yeah.
Here's my question I put out on Twitter.
And you'd be wearing tons of Commander gear.
Not yet.
Here's my question I put out on Twitter. How many years until the NFL says basically you can't tackle the quarterback? You can only touch him down. 2 years, 10 or more years, Hatch, or not in our lifetime? How long before the quarterback is no longer allowed to be tackled? Because remember, this is a TV show about quarterbacks. That's what the NFL is.
Right.
They make their money on TV, and the quarterbacks drive the league. That's what it is.
You know what? We have conflicting attitudes then, because these quarterbacks all want guaranteed money because they may get hurt.
Like
Lamar. So you're going to tell me you want guaranteed money and you're going to be treated differently than everybody else on the field?
Yes.
Well, they already are.
Yeah. I know. Well, good point. I mean, to the next extreme.
To which I would say as a quarterback, yes, you're absolutely right. I'd be like, yeah, what's the problem?
Lamar, get your mom on the phone, please. We can talk.
I mean, if the NFL wants to score more points, which that's the direction they're going, by making all these rules against the defense and making it harder for the defense. Just say it.
I think scoring's
just,
right.
Just say it. Say, look, this is offense is what drives the revenue.
Isn't scoring down this year? I think it is. The unders have been hitting big time this year. I think scoring is down
gamble.
So far.
I don't gamble.
Oh, you don't? Interesting. Oh. What are all those one-week DraftKings pools you keep sending me?
You know, they keep coming from somebody. I don't know.
You know, a lot of fantasy stuff, you know, every week. You know, instant fantasy,
that's
weekly
different.
Fantasy.
It's gambling. That's different. How far is MGM from here?
It's farther away than you need it to be. So anyway, where's the NFL heading with this?
Well, I don't think in our lifetime we'll see where the quarterbacks can't be tackled.
Well, let me ask you guys this. Would your eyes like that? To the eye test? That's how I always judge everything.
No.
Would you like that at all?
That's not football.
Yeah.
Thank you. What is football, Hatch? You played at a high level.
Football.
I played 1 year of youth football. Rhodesy, what's your football experience?
Wide receiver safety, Frederick Midget League.
Okay, how old were
year,
you?
1 year. I was...
With helmets?
12, with helmets, yes.
Okay, I played 1 year when I was 12 as well.
Yeah, I got run over once, and that was it.
Yeah, I was like, this sport's kind of too fucking rough for me.
I was a little scrawny fella.
I'm not athletic. I'm out. But I tried it. I was glad I did. Hatch, you played at a high level. You tell me, what is football?
Football is an aggressive sport with toughness. You have to be tough. And it's exactly what you said. You find out early who the guys are that can get hit and want to hit.
Right.
And if you don't want to do either, they kind of disappear eventually.
Right.
And it's,
the bull in the ring was insane to me.
Yeah,
I didn't like it at all.
That's what football is. And these guys have gone through that from childhood all the way up to the NFL. Same with the quarterbacks. The quarterback, those guys are tough enough. They can take the hits. Yeah. We've made enough rules where they're not getting crushed and they're not getting picked up and body slammed like the Browns did to Terry Bradshaw back in the day.
Not playing on cement with
velour
over top of it anymore.
The rules are good for where the rules are great right now for where the game is.
Yeah.
They don't need to do anything else. What I think they need to do is they need to do like college where they have targeting, and then they go look at it to see if it is really targeting.
So it would be an one or a purposeful one.
Purposeful one, and they need to do that for the quarterbacks and the roughing the
passer. Is that 5 yards or 15, or is it 15?
It's 15 yards, and then an ejection if it's targeting in college. So I don't think they eject the NFL players, but what they do is they say, hey, personal foul, roughing the passer, we're going to go look at this to make sure that it is roughing the passer. And then you come back, talk to the guys, and either they do like college and say, yep, roughing the passer, yeah, 15 yards, or, oh, no, it's not roughing the passer. Yeah. Because there but was an actual fumble.
The problem is, it's never clear, though. That's the thing. Hello, Bisque. Yes, please. Right there is good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Big guy right here. I would say.
But either is targeting either. Targeting is not clear either, but they still make a decision on it.
To me.
You have to do that. That game was. The Buccaneers game. That call affected the outcome of the game.
Of course.
Oh, absolutely.
Cannot do that.
Right? Yeah. I know.
I would say that I always think back, Rhodesy, to when I played pickup football in the neighborhood as a kid, because that's what we did as kids. You had to call your friends. Greg Planica, Jimmy Economist, Matt Phipps. You got these names. Give me some names
Troy
of your
Carter,
guys.
Troy Carter, John Raley, Rob Clay, Brad Smith.
Who'd you play with growing up, Hatcher?
I played with
Sandlot football,
football. Our street against the other street. So John Thomas and Tony Bailey and a bunch of dudes that, you know, we'd go down the street and you'd have your guys out there. And if you didn't have enough, you had a guy that played permanent quarterback.
Got to have an all-timer.
The permanent quarterback played on both sides.
Right. So So you learn early on as a kid, at least I did, Jimmy Economist, great kid, hit like a fucking dump truck. And you feared him when he was on defense and you're playing against him. And Greg Planica, skinny little dude, fast as fuck. So if you had to guard him, you're like, shit, he could run right by me. There was that fear in you. Ronnie Kearns, little bowling ball. He was like the fucking Darren Sproles
of
our neighborhood.
You got it. You're not getting him.
Well, no, it was like you better bring a lot of guys because he won't fucking go down.
Yeah.
And that is the elemental stuff of football that really makes the game. The best I ever saw was this introduction to a video called Football America by NFL Films. I love this so much.
The kids.
Yeah. The writing here is great, Hatch. Listen to this.
Theirs is a game that glories in its toughness.
Glories in its toughness.
To endure and play on when other games would not.
Who's the narrator?
That's a good
football
question.
Can be played
great
anywhere.
Voice.
He's the current guy, right?
There's a lot of guys. Listen to this.
There's 100 yards of open field. But there's only one way to play the game.
Here we go.
Get in there and hit them. Every single play. You. Everybody, let's go.
It may have started as a pastime, but it has grown into something more. Something larger. Something uniquely American.
Football is life. It's just working together and loving each other.
That's it. That's it right there. And, you know, you see shit like that on Monday night and you wonder, who's going to save this game? It's sliding in a direction. It's got to be stopped. And I'm all for safety. I'm all for being smart. You shouldn't be playing with 7 concussions when you can barely spell cat being spotted the C and the A.
Right.
But that's it right
there. Somewhere
in
between, we could find a happy medium, you know?
And despite Monday night, I'm not quitting football because it's like cocaine. If your cocaine dealer starts cutting your coke with more Ajax, you're not going to quit cocaine. You're just going to bitch to him.
That's what happens with me. I still do it.
And talcum powder. Yeah. Like, the purity of the product is going downhill.
Yeah,
I ain't quitting it.
Oh, Mom, if you're listening, I don't. I promise, I don't do it.
All right,
so hold on. One thing I want to talk about.
And then we're going to finish. We're going to eat. We've done a good 37 minutes here. I've enjoyed it.
Okay, one thing I want to talk about is this game coming up this weekend.
Which
Dallas
one?
Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's a good one. Bills-Chiefs is another one.
Bills-Chiefs is another one.
Yeah, but one is vomit-inducing and the other is an AFC game.
Yeah, you can't root for anybody in the Eagles-Cowboys game.
I hate the entire division. All right, it's every year the stereotypes all fit. The Giants, when you think they're going to suck, are good. The Eagles, I believe, have taken the lead in my most hated team. I hate.
I've always hated them.
Hate
more.
Them.
Yeah.
Dallas.
Well, the problem with why no one cares about Dallas anymore is because they choke.
Yeah.
And everyone just waits for the choke to happen.
And Stephen A. will be right there to mock you guys. Accident waiting to happen.
He just said that this morning that Carson Wentz was the new accident waiting to happen.
Okay. He's just changed tune. All right, boys, let's go eat. Good to have a power lunch with you guys.
I'm hungry. Thanks for having us.
All right, man.
So what happens now? Is the food free or do we pay someone?
Of course not. They send you a bill.
Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.